What comes to mind when you think of a library? Rows and rows of bookshelves? Perhaps a sign that reads, "No eating or drinking." Maybe even a librarian saying, "Shh."
But a library can be much more. It can be a beautiful place that refreshes a community and helps our planet.
Buzzing with life and excitement, the new library in the city of Cambridge is a hit among the people.
I like the setting, how it's all green.
I think I love the whole building. Cambridge deserves this so much.
It's a gorgeous library. It's stunning.
What I really liked is they had all this glass out front, and they actually put the panels in place so that would automatically adjust the sunlight.
Sure, they like the big space and the aesthetics, but do they realize how this building is helpful to the environment? We talked to Julie Roach, the library's head of youth services. She identified some environmentally friendly aspects.
The windows do open, and the entire front of the new addition is a double skin curtain wall. And to make the building, we use products with no volatile organic compounds, the VOCs, which are commonly found in floor glue and carpet glue, low water flush toilets and sinks. The building contractor recycled 96% of the construction waste. And there's a 350,000-gallon underground water tank by the front entrance used to catch the storm water runoff.
The windows are especially interesting. Alan Byrne, the owner's project manager, who oversaw the process of design and construction, explains exactly how they operate.
A glass wall. So one of the things that is insulating about it is we have louvers at the bottom and louvers at the top up on the roof. And during the winter, we close them on the bottom, close them on the top, and all the air with the chimney effect warms up, and the outer wall stays warm, quote unquote. And then in the summer, we open the louvers at the top, open the louvers at the bottom, and the air can circulate again through the chimney effect and keep the heat of the sun mitigated to a degree.
The technology of the library qualifies it for a Silver LEED certification, which would officially designate it as an advanced environmentally friendly building.
When we walked in the door, we were astounded by the complexity and integration of green technology, which transformed the old and outdated building into the new and efficient one. As we traveled from floor to floor, we saw how people were amazed and appreciative of the new building's features, such as the bamboo floors of the children's department and the energy-efficient lights that dim when bright sunlight makes them less necessary.
Beyond a dazzling wall of glass windows lies an open expanse of grass, dotted with trees, which creates a sense of peace. This beautiful expanse hides a space-saving underground parking garage. We are stunned by how truly magnificent the building is. It's a work of art.
This extraordinary library is a remarkable achievement of engineering and a welcome addition to the city of Cambridge. This is Kyle Alpert
and Syed Rahman
reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.